After you wash it, you get some other water and do what?
Rinse it.
Uh-huh. Okay, it made the boards real white, didn't it, when it was washed? That way. Was that the
problem? And you know it's healthy then, because you've done away with a whole lot of germs.
Yeah. No dust, like rugs, there would be. Okay, and but before you you mop, you might take something and...
You sweep it out.
With what? What do you use?
Broom, just a broom.
Okay.
But you put your, what you scrub with, you put it in the water.
Yes.
Like potash and things like that, you put it in the water and put it all over the floor and take your mop and go over that.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we used to old times now. But now, I could just go over with a mop now and just in the kitchen and my bathroom in this little hole here. And here I have to vacuum.
Yes. Okay, and usually on Mondays, women would say they had to do their...
It's wash day.
Okay, and on Tuesday?
Tuesday's ironing day.
Yes.
I mean, there wasn't any fear. If you was in the fear, you didn't... You have to wash whenever you could.
Yes.
Wait till it rained to wash.
And you had water.
And stay in the fear and work. And you take a rainy day to wash. You had to wash out those.
Yes.
Oh, but you when it's too wet, I mean, to go and get cotton and things like that. You do your washing that morning, then go to the field that evening.
If it cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way you said that, the
weather
change?
Yeah, that's the way it does.
Okay, and if you go from the first floor of a house up to the second floor, you have to go up the...
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. You say stairs rather than stairway, or...
I haven't got a stairway here. Never have had one.
Okay. And
when I was living out in the country, I had a big old six-room house and a hall and a big wide porch front and a big wide one in the back screened in. I lived up at Shiloh. Have you ever been by Shiloh?
No, ma'am.
It's right to second house on the other side of Shiloh. We lived there for 52 years.
I see. And you moved here then when?
I sold out the farm. Timberland and everything.
Yes.
Moved here.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sell there by myself and I couldn't see about the timber. You get somebody else to sell your timber by the load, they're liable to take a load off and sell it and you never know anything about it, so
sure.
I just couldn't see about it.
Sure.
I didn't get what I really ought to get out of it, but I got rid of it.
Well, did you have any other, do you remember any other words for a porch to distinguish between whether it was on the front or the back or screened or not? Or what about one that was up on the up above this one? You remember anything like that? A porch up maybe on the second floor?
I know my daughter and them got them up down in Denver, Colorado. That's where my baby girl lives.
Mm-hmm.
They got them upstairs there, but I don't know what to call them.
Maybe just another porch. Have you ever heard veranda?
Another porch, I may imagine, up over there.
Yes. Okay. And if the door is open and it's getting cold, you might tell someone, go over and...
Shut the door.
And what do you call those boards on the outside of this house? You know, the ones that are... You know, stacked up to make a wall. Like wooden houses are made out of, say, it's not a brick house, it's made of
wood.
Uh-huh. Do you call the boards anything? Mm-hmm. Weatherboard?
Weatherboard, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what you call it, eh?
Weatherboard rather than clapboard or siding.
Some of it's siding. You have to use that siding in a lot of places.
Oh, that's that one that's made, composition. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were trying to repair something with a hammer, you would say, well, I've got to get a hammer and a nail and do what?
Nail it in, whatever you had was tore up and you had to fix back.